RSN Central's Form Express.
Racing at Geelong, and geez, it was a confident Dean Lester this morning with Michael Felgate with the Victorian Form preview on Racing Pulse. And let's hear what Dean Lester had to say regarding his best bets at Geelong.
Certainly the best. It's got in short, but race 3, number 9, Sugar Pop. The best value is the last, race 8, number 5, and that is Gentleman Roy. The quaddie, the first leg's the load-up leg, 2, 7, 8, 10, 11, and 12. Second leg, 1, 7, and 9. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, and 8, and come home on 3, 5, 12, and 14. And I'm just going to play a multi of a win race 3, number 9, Sugar Pop, into a win race 6, number 9. Love takes time.
It's an open race there, race number 5 at Geelong, but Greg Urell has King Lenny, which is the equal favourite at the moment at $5.
He's in really good shape, this horse. I like his first up run. He's probably given us a good feel all the way through, this bloke, that he's in for a good prep, that run under his belt, fitness-wise. And he likes a bit of room, and he'll get it there at Geelong. So it looks a really good race for him today.
And Sayumi represents Matty Lurie in race number 7. This is what he had to say about Sayumi's chances. His 5-year-old mare only having her 10th start at race 7.
She's trialled, you know, quite well, I feel. You know, she'll be off the speed, and hopefully she can finish off strong.
So for Dean Lester's full set of tips there, the Geelong meeting, just head to our website at rsn.net.au. Racing in Sydney at Warwick Farm. Shane Montgomery, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
How do you think this track will play there at the farm this afternoon? Of course, we are racing on a heavy 8.
Yeah, I think it'll be a case of be as close to the lead as they're comfortable, and they'll get off the fence as the day wears on. That's the usual standard practice there on a wet track. I don't think coming from too far behind would be any sort of a plus whatsoever.
All right, where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddie, please?
Well, we did our money with race 7, number 14, Comrade Rosa. Last start, she was attempting to take the next step, but only a second run in the race. She'd impressed on debut. She became unsuited in transit at Rosehill. I think she's worth one more try. Race 7, number 14, Comrade Rosa. I think the best is in race 6, number 5, Rule of Law, who presents first up with the gear change made. They've taken the blinkers off. There's a stable change, and he'll be competing as a gelding for the first time. So he's a new horse altogether. He has trialled twice here on his new home track last month, and I think he's very much ready to fight today. Race 6, number 5, Rule of Law. In the quaddie, in the first leg, Gareth, in saddlecloth order, 3, 9, 10 and 12. The second leg, 1, 5, 7, 8. The third leg, 1, 4, 5 and 12. And in the last leg, 12, 14, 15 and 19.
Good on you, Shane. Good tipping.
Thank you, Gareth. Thank you.
Howard Walter joins us. Now, that meeting from Doomben has been transferred to the all-weather track there on the Sunshine Coast today, Howard. And it's been a nightmare for everybody involved, especially we've commenced the summer carnival in Queensland. It's just been going now for just over 2 weeks. But since the summer carnival has started, it hasn't stopped raining in southeastern Queensland.
Terribly frustrating for, you know, various industries, not, you know, farmers, of them, you know, especially. But, yeah, the racing in New South Wales and Queensland, it's just very frustrating indeed. And as you say, yesterday was meant to be Doomben. It switched it to the Poly track, and, well, trainers have voted with their pen by scratching a lot of horses. They used to race on a cushion track many years ago, and they just couldn't attract decent-sized fields. But they're trying to get that going again, and again, it's not getting much support. But anyway, having said all that, Gareth, we got to see the track on Friday night, and the way it raced, it does look like horses need to be near the lead, if not in front, turning for home. Now, they were flat out making up a couple of lengths in the straight, and they just don't seem to be able to accelerate like they would on a good track. But with all that in mind and trying to stay away from the ridiculously short, I think race 3, number 4, My Odette, is well worth supporting. She threw the rider soon after the start, 2 starts ago, back to the trials, won her trial, and then she began very well at the Gold Coast, straight to the front. Tony Golan's horse, Ambitious Spirit, had the drop on her, looked sure and certain to go past her. But she fought back like a caged lion, My Odette. She'll go to the lead here. And in a field of only six, I dare say she'll take plenty of running down. She's well in after the claim, Aidan Thompson. And then go across to race seven, number 12, Dramadoir. Had the three starts from a spell, chased home Parco second up, got the money last start in a small field. Now, there's eight runners here. There is some on-pace opposition, but the horses that might go forward are either out of form or probably need a run. I thought Dramadoir would be somewhere in the first four, nicely enough to claim for Wendy Peel. So race seven, number 12. The Quaddy will start off with nine only, in the 1 and 11, in the 12, 14 and 16, and come home with 8 and 13, which is two of the three horses in the final race.
Granny Howard, enjoy your day.
I shall, you too. Stops.
There we go. Howard Walter there, racing at Gawler in South Australia. Nadia Horn, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Take it away with your best bets on a Quaddy, please.
We'll kick it off in race three. Oh, this is number 11, Witness Greatness. She resumes from a bit of a spell, this three-year-old, and she showed great potential when last in work. Look, she contested a $100,000 two-year-old race at her last run, and she was placed in that. She ran to a very high figure off of what was quite a hot pace. But even through the preparation, she did run to that number again. So she looks like she's got a bit of a class edge on these, and she's lucky to get back probably a midfield in the run, but will be a beneficiary of a two-kilo claim. So I think race three, number 11, that Witness Greatness looks pretty hard to beat. We then go on to race six, and this is a 1,700-metre race. I did think that 290 Blue looked very well placed. Now, he's had a bit of a freshen from his last start effort, but he just didn't run the trip out over 2,500 metres in 76 grades in a race in town. He still wasn't disgraced. He was only beaten a bit over three lengths, and he still rated to a good number. But his best form has sort of been from a mile up to 2,000 metres, and he gets a scenario here today. He's also gone well off as a bit of a freshen up in the past. So I feel that the price on offer about him does look to be over the odds at around 460. That's Native Blue, race six, number two. And the other horse I like at a price comes up in race seven. I think number three, Akishtar. She's trained on the track. She's a month between runs. She did go around in that Resist Sprint Series final. She was outclassed on that occasion. She started at big odds. That was a 76 rating race, but she was only beaten a bit over three lengths. And her figure she returned there was very similar to the figure she ran at first up from the break when she was placed in a race at Murray Bridge. So I feel that she has come back rather well. I did bet $10 this morning. That has been snipped. It's now into $8.50. But for mine, that still looks like a pretty good bet in race number seven. So the three horses are race three, the 11. Race six, the two, and race seven, number three. And our Quaddy today, we go 1, 2, 6, 8, 9, the first leg, 2, 5, 6 in the second, 3, 6, and 10 in the third leg, and 3, 4, 6, and 13 in the last.
Thanks for that, Nadia.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Nadia Horn looking at Gawler. Peter Anthonis is looking at Belmont this afternoon in the Westgate, Pete.
Yeah, g'day you, Gareth.
Bit of merit. They bet 260. You gave this three-year-old a really good push yesterday on the midweek masterclass, thanks to the mailbag team. He's already into $2.15, but you were suggesting that's still a good price.
Yeah, look, it's marginal now. Look, I've got him marked around that $1.80 mark, so look, if you can get to 260, it's probably still technically a bet, but there is a really strong southwesterly forecast today, so we might see some horses running on. If that's the case, maybe we might get a slightly better price late, but look, I mean, this is pretty much the card in a nutshell today. It's a very much a wait-and-see card. It's very thin overall. There's lots of favourites that probably should win if they're given every opportunity, but it's a case of what price are you willing to take. And to be honest, I'm not really, from a personal point of view, going to be taking $2.15 at this stage. So I'll just be waiting and see if the price drifts out late. I'll get on board then.
Where do we start with your best bets, mate?
Well, look, these are all going to be watch and see. I can't necessarily recommend a bet, so to speak, so we just have to wait and see what the market does late. But race three, West River Miracle. It's two horses in this race. One's Almaha Man and the other is West River Miracle. I think the market will come for one or the other. I'm expecting they'll probably go for Almaha Man because it does settle on speed. Look, West River Miracle was ridden upside down there last start, was up on pace when first start it was well back in the field and was really good going through the line. So I'm expecting more conservative tactics today. And look, it should be pretty difficult to get past. And again, like the 260 at the moment is really, really thin. There's no actual edge there. So it's more a wait and see there. We've already mentioned a bit of merit in race four. And look, the other one that I think really should be winning is Go Forward in race nine. Again, $2.20 or so. It's pretty much rock bottom. There's a small amount of edge there. But if for whatever reason the horse drifts out and we get 250 late, I'll be having a decent crack at that horse.
All right then, Pete, go and dominate, mate. Is that all?
Cheers, Gary. Yeah, that's all. That's all for today.
Hey, stay tuned because Georgie Farooj has got a special for us at the Meadows, which is only a minute away. And how g'day, George.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Who are we backing in the first at the Meadows?
Mate, it's just a day of multi, so I was going to... we're cutting it a bit fine, but race one, number one, Plagiarise, has been really good at its only two starts. Into race six, number seven, Hamilton, is a greyhound I'm a big fan of. So that would be the multi we're going to take. Quaddy numbers, Gareth, 1, 3, 5, and 6 into 3 and 7... into 1 and 6, into 2 and 4. Ballarat tonight, another multi we're keen on. Race 4, number 7, Forest Elbow, who we backed last week and lost by a pimple, into race 11, number 7, Code Cracker. So race 4, number 7, into race 11, number 7. Quaddy numbers, Gareth, 2, 4, 5, and 8, into 1, 5, and 6, into 1, 3, and 6, into 1, 2, 3, and 4 to bring us home.
So that all ups race 1, number 1 at Meadows. And it's coming up. You've got about a minute and a half to get on. I see Brooke Ennis is handling Plagiarise today. And race 6, number 7, Hamilton, that's right?
Yes, that's the one, yep.
Beautiful. And I'll tell you what, that all up, Georgie, will give us $3.37. That'll do us.
Beautiful. Let's see. And I'm not sure if you've seen Dr. Tucker yesterday nearly breaking Shimmer Shine's track record, but we'll speak about that more later in the week, Gareth.
Incredible run. Superb, wasn't he, the doc? Yep.
He was, mate.
There's still a little bit to play out, you would imagine, maybe towards the Tab Phoenix, because those slots haven't been cemented yet, even though that everyone's telling us who they've selected. But it's just they need to host their media conference so they can let everybody know officially anyway, Georgie.
I'm sure it'll be not too far away now, mate.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
All right, bye.
What a night at Launceston as we continue on our Form Express on this Wednesday. In race number 4, which is the 3-year-old Cup, Turk Warrior, he's so exciting. He's 6 from 6. Let's hear what Glenn Stevenson has to say about his chances tonight first up.
Well, I know what I've galloped him with down here, how good he goes. And honestly, I know there's a weight difference tonight. He's carrying 60, but look, I couldn't have him any better for his first up run. And look, I still think he wins.
He takes on Alpine Wolf, who's also undefeated and has trialled nicely, and he's the second favourite at $4.40. In the new market, we heard from Siggy Carr. She is over the moon with the inevitable, suggesting that he might just be back, the little star. So that is terrific news. But the horse that they all have to beat, of course, is And Beyond. He's had the 7 starts for 6 wins, and his co-trainer, Tanya Hansen, caught up with Michael Falgate this morning.
There's a lot of speed in the race. So, you know, if he jumps out, he's a bit aggressive, you know, about midfield, a bit more forward, happy with that. Look, it's a really strong race, and as I said, a lot of times it's not the best horse that wins the new market because it's such a pressure race. It's what bets the luck in running. I think our horse will acquit himself very well.
Bear Robinson, he has a share in 3 of the horses going around in the new market tonight. Joins us now to go through his selections on such a big night. Hello to you, Bear.
Good afternoon, Gareth. Hope you're well, mate.
I am very well. I heard you on your podcast promoting Taz Racing and previewing this card. Now, I want to know what you know regarding the Brunton camp. Now, Ziggy Carr joined us earlier on in the day previewing the new market, and she says that the little fella, just with his character, he's got this demon type of character when he's ready to go. He can be a little bit of a handful, but she tells me that he's back, the inevitable. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, yeah, I mean, all the characteristics and mannerisms that he's showing in the recent weeks show the aura. Of course, he threw Tegan off in a bit of track work the other day, so he's obviously feeling really good about himself. And, you know, I think his trials have been really good as well. He's sort of back to the old style, sitting back and just looping and going past him. So hopefully tonight we have a bit of luck from the gate and can blend in down the side and finish over the top of him.
Beautiful. So where do we start with your specials? Don't tell me the inevitable. You're that confident he's one of them.
Yeah, I am, I think.
Oh, love it, Bear.
Yep, I've got to back my judgment in what I'm seeing. I think the $7.50, they did bet $10 early, so I think each way he's probably the better of the night, to be honest. So I think, if there's some luck, he'd definitely be in the finish.
Beautiful. So race 5, number 3, what else are you...
Probably shorten up a bit too much now, but race 3, number 9, Summer Fire. Looks the one to beat. They did bet $3, but it's into odds on. So you're probably just going to have to wait. Probably a bit short now at $1.70, but Aaron Burke will take the sit from barrier one. Lakebred probably leads and probably rolls off on the turn, as it has done in recent starts. So I'd probably get to the saloon run up on the fence and be really hard to beat. But I'd probably wait a little bit. I think $1.70 cash will touch short.
All right, the final of your specials?
We're going to go back to the Scotty Brutton stable. Lucky Lil was scratched from last week. It's safe at this race. It's got a bit of a sticky gate, but I just think that gets you a better price. It's just under, it's around $9 now. So I just think each way as well later in the night. Hopefully they can run on a bit. And I think she'll be hitting the line hard. It'll be hard to beat.
So race 6, number 8 each way. Race 3, number 9, the inevitable. I should say race 5, number 3, the inevitable. And your best bet's race 3, number 9, mate. So race 5, number 3, race 3, number 9, and race 6, number 8. Hey, Bear, we wish you the best of luck tonight.
Thank you, mate. We'll be cheering him home.
There's Bear Robinson there. Dan Malecki's done the form for Melton in the trots today. G'day, Dan.
Yeah, good. What are we up to? Good afternoon, Gareth.
Good afternoon. Where do we start with your specials? Yes, nearly got you. It's hard to get you, by the way.
Race, it's not difficult to do, though, I must admit. Race 2, number 3, which is Crack Pepper. I'm a big fan of the Crack Pepper.
Yeah.
The crackers, you know, that you have with the cheese. So I don't know if it's an omen or not, but
correct.
It led me that way. It makes me hungry at the same time. Race 2, number 3. And race 7, Baltic is a horse that's really coming of age. He's in good form. And, look, I actually been surprised that he's the value that she is today. So Baltica, which is race 7, horse number 6. The quaddy, first leg, 1, 3, 4, 7, 9. In the second leg, numbers 3, 6, and 11. Third leg, 3 and 6. And the fourth leg, 2, 6, and 10. The chap called Park 9 races. And the first event is scheduled for 12:30.
I look forward to catching up with you then, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gareth.
There's Dan Malecki there.
I've heard the question, to be truthful.
Oh, sorry. Let's catch up with Luke Humphreys there. G'day, Luke.
How you going, Gareth?
Good, thanks, mate. What are you backing at Mildura tonight?
Yeah, I've got two horses I've marked as best bets, the specials, in the fourth race. Number 6, MJ's Black Chip, won a heat of this race for this series at Thornhill 6 days ago and beat the second favourite, Ham Writer. Has the widest barrier, but he was too good for the second favourite last week, went three wide at the Breeze. I think he can score again. He was odds against on the tab big sides when the betting opened last night. He's odds on now, but he's still on the decent side of odds on at 180. So I still think he's probably a bit of value, even though the odds against Dom. So race 4, number 6 is the best. Next best is race 9, number 8, Freedom Writer. Second row barrier draw, but I thought he might be able to get around some of these early and find the front, to be honest. And I thought it was a winnable race as well. So race 9, number 8. And the value in race 10, number 9, Unethical. First up for about 2.5 months. Hasn't trialled, but and can do things wrong, especially early. But I thought she'd be a contender if she could do it all right. So race 4, number 6, the best. Next best, race 9, number 8. And the value, race 10, number 9. Quaddy, first leg, race 5, 3, 4, 7. Second leg, race 6, 4, 1 out. That is Midnight in Memphis. Third leg, race 7, 9 and 10. That's the feature of the fast class. And race 8, 6 and 7. So 3, 4, 7, 4, 1 out, 9 and 10, and then 6 and 7, Gareth. And for the full unit, it should only be no more than around the, let's have a look, there shouldn't be any more than around $20 for the full unit, Gareth.
Good on you, Luke. Good calling at Mildura.
Thanks, Gareth.